Well, at the beginning of that conversation in Dayton, we heard the president a few minutes ago speak of stopping mass shootings by dealing with mental illness. He also said this about the massacre in Texas.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, we think this was the first time since the first shooting Saturday that the president said the words white supremacy. Your thoughts?
The president did explicitly say today that he was condemning racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. This is a clear statement that many people have been asking the president to make, imploring the president to make. The president said the nation must speak with one voice, and yes, that is the president's job to be that voice. Perhaps not just on the day after these kinds of horrific attacks, but consistently, not just after shootings in Ohio and Texas, but also after, say, the shooting in Gilroy, California, just a few days earlier, nearly as many people killed there as in Ohio. And that one voice needs to be heard consistently when addressing divisive issues. Instead of the presidential voice, we hear at some of these rallies and on his Twitter feed talking about invasions and infestations.
Well, we're going to be talking with a former FBI agent who says it's tough on FBI agents when the person you think is potentially a perpetrator of violence is using the same language and can say, I'm just using the same language the president used. Has the president said anything about the El Paso shooter's screed, which had the word invasion in it, which the president uses?
That's right. That particular shooter was at some pains to say that his attitudes had preceded President Trump. But, of course, you have to ask why he thought that question would be asked. The president says hate has no home in America. Well, of course, millions of Americans, sadly, feel differently. And if you listen to the president's critics, and particularly the Democratic candidates who want to run against him for president, they'll tell you that it even has a highly recognizable address.
Yeah. You mentioned, the Garlic Festival attack. Former FBI agents are also talking about a cascade effect. We have the Garlic Festival attack through this weekend. We know Richard Spencer gave President Trump a Nazi salute when he convened white supremacists in Washington a while back. Does the president using this language, that he's against racism, bigotry, white supremacy, will that matter?
It should. People should hear these words clearly from the president, and they should think about what they mean. But one has to say that it is the consistent message going forward. What will the president be saying a week from now? What will he be saying 2 weeks from now? He oftentimes talks about gun control or even about assault weapons back in February of 2018. But then very shortly thereafter, that tune just simply changes and the president does not follow through on that commitment. So we would be looking for a more consistent change in the president's language rather than a one-day, one-off denunciation.
Yeah. The president also said today that he pushed the Department of Justice to ban bump stocks. This is the attachment that enables a semi-automatic weapon to fire faster. He spoke of pushing for red flag laws. This allows judges to remove guns if family or police go to court and ask for it. He tweeted this morning about the need for more background checks. But what has the president actually called for? And we know that there are two gun control laws that are stalled in the Republican-controlled Senate.
Indeed, the president this morning did talk briefly about background checks on Twitter. But when he gave his address to the nation, the only reference to background checks was a reference to the past. As you say, there is bipartisan legislation to strengthen background checks and close loopholes. We know that because it has already been passed in one chamber of Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate has simply ignored it. Now, some senators just this weekend have been calling for their chamber to be brought back from recess and to take up those bills that could then go straight to the president's desk, Robin. But will they do it? Will Mitch McConnell allow it? Don't bet on it.
Well, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also took a fall over the weekend, I think, and broke his shoulder. So you're not getting a sense that Congress will act even after three mass shootings in about a week?
We saw what happened at Sandy Hook, and we have seen shooting after shooting. There have been 255 shootings classified as mass shootings in the past year. Not all of those involved multiple fatalities, but multiple people shot. And through all of that, there has not been a change in the basic logjam in Congress, which is that there are certain lines over which many members of Congress are not willing to step because of resistance from the NRA and other supporters of gun rights.
NPR Senior Washington Editor, Correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.